And the combination of humor and the high-stakes material makes for a very good read. I should also point out that the first few Harry Potter books are certainly aesthetically inferior to Lewis and even to Ursula Le Guin, though maybe they're about the same as Lloyd Alexander. But as the books go on, Rowling becomes a better writer, and she puts in much more conflict for her characters. Her characters are torn in that net of fate and between their destinies and their desires to have a normal life. They're torn between their desires to stick with their friends and to do what's right. And Rowling plays that off very well. And in her character of Lord Voldemort and the backstory that she gives in the later books, we see maybe more of a well-rounded evil character and how an evil character would develop than we've seen in any of the books previously, where the evil characters are evil kind of taken for granted. We see the evolution of an evil character in Rowling, and that's an accomplishment. But we really can't judge her yet until we see whether she succeeds or fails in the seventh book. I want to add one more writer very, very briefly, because he's such an antagonist towards some of the previous writers we've discussed, and that's Philip Pullman, a British writer whose trilogy, His Dark Materials, is set up as a lip Narnia books in many ways. Pullman, like so many other mainstream writers of this time period, is viscerally and somewhat irrationally, in my view, anti-Christian. He hates Christianity, he loathes C.S. Lewis, and sadly this comes through as kind of a kind of jealousy on his part about Lewis's success and possibly even Tolkien's success. Humor is certainly not a strength of Philip Pullman, who's deadly serious in everything he writes. But His Dark Materials retells the story of Milton's Paradise Lost in a really interesting way. His basic conceit is that human beings need to stop worshiping a god. They need to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil so that they can gain freedom. By the way, I think in some ways this is a misreading of Milton, but that's beyond the scope of this lecture. But Pullman's big conceit is that God is really the bad guy and the devil's really the good guy in the eternal struggle. And so he has his characters confront these problems as they go through. I wish he had had far less didactic lecturing and far more armored bears, which are exceptionally cool. And I will say that the first book of His Dark Materials trilogy is beautifully scary, eerie, and creates a sense that's very much like Robert Holdstock's Lavandus, that it's like nothing you've seen before. Unfortunately, Pullman's not able to maintain that through the three books. And what you get, in a strange way, when you get to the end of Pullman, you don't ever want to read those books again, which is exactly the opposite feeling that people get when they get to the end of Tolkien, Lewis, Le Guin, where they want to go back and experience it all over. With Pullman, it's very much like reading a modern novel, like, okay, I'm glad I read that, it was interesting, and now it's done.